Our prayer this morning is 789. Let us rise in body or spirit. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church on this fine August morning in the Great American Falls, Idaho. Our service this morning, our appointed liturgy, is found in our bulletins. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise, 781. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may be ready to receive you wherever you appear. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
First reading is from Genesis 15, verses 1 through 6. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no offspring, so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, this man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars. If you are able to count them, then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord. Today's psalm is Psalm 33, 12 through 22. We'll read it responsively. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. The Lord looks down from heaven, from where he sits enthroned, he watches.
All the inhabitants of the earth.
He who fashions the heart of all of them. A king is not saved by his great army.
A warrior is not delivered by his great strength.
A war horse is a vain hope for victory. Truly, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him,
on those who hope in his steadfast love,
to deliver their soul from death,
and to keep them alive in famine.
Our soul waits for the Lord.
He is our help and shield.
Our heart is glad in him,
because we trust in his holy name.
Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us. The second lesson is from Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, 8 through 16. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by the faith of our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land that he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents as Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, with Sarah's involvement, he received power and procreation, even though he was too old, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars in heaven and the innumerable grains of sand on the seashore. All of these died in faith without having and received promises, but from the distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who spake in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better homeland. That is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming. He would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The Gospel of the Lord. And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And so our Lord sums up the gospel lesson this morning from the 12th chapter of St. Luke, and also, in so doing, has reiterated his lesson from the same chapter of the same gospel last week. Now, to refresh, we are refreshing, I take as a matter of faith. I was at Christ Episcopal last Sunday. So to refresh from last Sunday here at St. John's as well, our lesson last week focused on Jesus' parable about a rich man who, upon looking at the rewards of his labor and his ease, found himself in the happiest position that any of us who have grown up in an agricultural community, such as here in American Falls, or my hometown, Ashton, sometimes Kilgore, the crops were so plenteous that more and larger storage buildings and bins were called for. And Jesus warns us last week that the protagonist in his story had forgotten the most critical thing any of us can forget or remember. I'll paraphrase here in just a bit. As we recall the parable, the rich man, the rich farmer, was satisfied. He was happy. He was joyous, even, at his great wealth. But Jesus calls him a fool. You fool, Jesus says to the successful farmer. Paraphrase here, there are no U-Hauls attached to the back of any hearse on the way to the cemetery. What St. Luke says actually is, you fool, for tonight your soul is required of you. Now, all of the rich farmer's planning was focused on a future that was never going to be, at least not for him. The rich farmer had focused entirely on that which does not last, but which can and will disappear from his gaze and his grasp forever, with a single breath. Gone. Only he remains. Only you remain. Only I remain. And what? More accurately, you, I, the rich farmer, and who? Again, nothing wrong with the farmer being a good steward of the land. More power to him. Fair play. Nothing wrong with Martha from our lesson 3 weeks ago, nothing wrong with Martha busying herself with preparation in the kitchen as she presents and prepares hospitality. Not a thing wrong here at all. Except that Martha was focused not on Jesus, but on her sister Mary. She was grousing about Mary instead of focusing on Jesus, as she did good work. And so it is last week with the rich farmer who did good work with his fields. But neither Martha nor the farmer did any of that while focused on that, on him who outlasts the work either of them were actually about. They were neither about nor were they focused on the kingdom, on Jesus, on the eternal one. Now Luke sums up Jesus' teaching about the end, our own end, or the end of all things, as all of that races to the point of all our stories, all of our histories, which is Jesus himself. On July 15th, I don't mind sharing this from the pulpit, on July 15th, 16th this year, received a phone call. The voice on the other end said, "David, you need to know." And I was told that in the last 2 hours, young man I'd known for every day of his 28 years had been found deceased on his bedroom floor by his mother. Autopsy, talked to me later, there's no explanation. Every organ was healthy, there's nothing in the bloodstream, licit or illicit. He simply died on his bedroom floor. The degree he just earned will be issued in December by the University of Idaho posthumously. Very good. That's very tender. He won't be using it now. I tell this story as just an example of many that could come from this nave today too. We all have stories very similar to when the Son of Man arrives utterly unexpected. Now, as we live our lives of sorrow, of joy, of triumph and disappointment, exhilaration, sadness, forgiveness, disagreement, and any other thing in this creation which God has called us into to share and for which we care, don't be distracted by any of it as we attend to it. For our ultimate end, our ultimate purpose is through, with, and in him, Jesus Christ. Always be ready. We live our lives in trust. We live our lives in faith, and always ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. I don't expect it. We do not expect it. But be assured, he's coming. And the arms which wait to embrace us have hands which have been scarred by nails for love of us, not because we're worthy, but because he is love. And in not being caught unaware, in living every day focused on Jesus as we go about our works, thanks be to God. Our hymn of the day is 818. Let us rise in body or spirit as we say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In solidarity with all creation, we join our voice to the voice of the whole church and pray for the needs of the world. Keep the heart of your church set firmly in you, so that with lamps lit and attentive to Christ's call at any time or place, your people are ready to respond with faithful action for the sake of the world. God of grace, worlds were prepared by your word. Speak healing and protection upon the earth, especially where life and habitats are threatened. Guide the work of astronomers and all who teach us about the stars and galaxies. God of grace, you know the actions and deeds of the nations. Turn humanity away from instruments of war and violence. Fashion the hearts of world leaders to work for peace. God of grace, let your loving kindness be on those in need, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. God of grace, calm the fears of migrants and refugees who set out not knowing where they go. Provide shelter, sustenance, protection from harm. Bless the work of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and other means of support and advocacy. God of grace, we celebrate the ancestors in the faith who built their lives on your promises and died, having seen them only from a distance. Sustain us in our hope of things not seen. God of grace, trusting in your loving kindness, we place our prayer and hope in you. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the ninth Sunday of the Pentecost, Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Teresa Polson, Debbie Erickson, and Linda Blaker. Happy birthday this week to Megan Reed, Kathleen Wagner, Marla Bethke, Mary Annan, Casey Kendall, Benson Taylor. Happy anniversary this week to Dale and Mary Moracle, and Tyson and Lisa Ruff. Are there any other announcements? No? All right. We'll go ahead and collect the offering at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending voices. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of the universe and giver of life. You formed us in your own image and called us to dwell in your infinite love. You gave the world into our care that we might be faithful stewards and show forth your bountiful grace. But we failed to honor your image in one another and turned toward ourselves. We would not see your goodness in the world around us. And so we violated your creation, abused one another, and rejected your love. Yet you never ceased to care for us and prepared the way of salvation for all people. Through Abraham and Sarah, you called Israel into covenant with you. You delivered them from slavery, sustained them in the wilderness, and raised up prophets to renew your promise of salvation. Then in the fullness of time, you sent your eternal word made mortal flesh in Jesus. Born into the human family and dwelling among us, he revealed your glory, giving himself freely to death on the cross. He triumphed over evil, opening the way of freedom and life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his death and resurrection, we now present to you from your creation this bread and this wine. By your Holy Spirit, may they be for us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who share these gifts may be filled with the Holy Spirit and live as Christ's body in the world. Bring us into the everlasting heritage of your daughters and sons, that with all your saints, past, present, and yet to come, we may praise your name forever. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so this morning. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. The body of Christ, given for 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 you. The body of Christ 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 given for you. Rita, the body of Christ given for you. 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 Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Amen. The blood of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ given for you. Amen. If you'll take those, put them on the altar, and I will bless her. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you may be today and forevermore. Amen. Thank you. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise as we're able. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn out into the world to love and serve is 834. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There's an announcement. Pat Luke needs readers for the month of September. She'll be back here tackling and you as you come by. So please sign up.